KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly clear and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a slight chance of isolated showers late this afternoon, a high around 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In Southwest Iowa news, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Thursday that an AgriLand FS sprayer carrying more than 1,200 gallons of farm chemicals and water accidentally rolled off the north shoulder of County Highway G61 west of Orient Wednesday evening. The mixture contained 8 gallons of Harness Extra, 2.6 gallons of Roundup, and 1,272 gallons of 32% nitrogen, along with 80 gallons of water. About 600 gallons of the product were recovered. Some of the product, though, reached the south side of the highway where tile intakes discharge into Shanghai Creek, a tributary to the East Nottoway River. Field tests on Thursday morning, 1 mile downstream in Shanghai Creek, indicated less than 10 parts per million of ammonia. The creek is full and flowing fast, so the DNR says either the ammonia is diluted or had not reached 1 mile down the creek at the time of the test. And no fish kill have been reported. If residents downstream notice changes in the water or see dead fish, they're asked to notify the DNR by calling the 24-hour spill number at 515-281-8694. A dam was constructed in the ditch down gradient to where a culvert crosses the road. The product mixed with water was being pumped out yesterday, and one call has been notified, and the surface will then be excavated and land applied. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Griswold Community School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting this evening in the Central Office Middle School High School building. According to Superintendent Dana Kunze, the board will meet at 5:30 p.m. to hold a public hearing on the awarding of contracts for the re-roofing project. The hearing will include the reading of a letter of recommendation from Estes Construction and public input on the project. And following that hearing, the board will make decisions on personnel matters, award the re-roofing contracts, and act on approving the parking lot redesign plan. Officials of the Adair County Health System have announced that Dr. Melissa Thompson, M.D., will be closing her family practice in Adair County. The closing is effective July 24th. Dr. Thompson released a letter to the public through the Adair County Health System saying she'll not be renewing her contract with ACHS but will continue to see patients in the Greenfield and Fontenelle locations until July the 24th. By that time, Dr. Cassie Rasmussen will be in Adair County and will be accepting patients. Thompson said in her letter that the decision to close her practice was not an easy one. She said that when she first came to Adair County in 2001, she was single with cats and dogs waiting for a home at home for her, and in the last 11 years, many changes have occurred. She's now married and has two young children, and her priorities have changed. The Adair County Health System will continue to provide quality care for patients in all three of the Adair County medical clinics in Greenfield, Stewart, and Fontenelle. If you have any questions, you can call 641-743-2123. Des Moines Superintendent Nancy Sebring, who has taken over the top job at a school in Omaha, Nebraska, has resigned earlier than anticipated. The Des Moines School Board accepted Sebring's resignation after a closed-door meeting on Thursday. Her resignation is now effective immediately. School Board Chairwoman Terry Caldwell Johnson said in a statement that Sebring informed the board that she wanted to change her resignation date. Sebring, who led the Des Moines District for 6 years, was named Omaha's superintendent in April. She's to start that job on July the 1st. Sebring had originally said that June 30th would be her last day in Des Moines. The Des Moines School Board has appointed Associate Superintendent Thomas Ahart as an interim superintendent. Well, the Missouri River fell nearly 8 feet on Wednesday as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers shut down the flow from the Gavin's Point Dam near Yankton to inspect the concrete slabs below the spillway gates. Three teams used sophisticated radar to survey for damage. Dave Becker, the Corps' operations manager for the dam, says they've seen warning signs develop since last year's historic flooding across Iowa and Nebraska.
We have a foot and a half of concrete on top, and then that is on top of a four-foot gravel layer. And ever since January, we've had some concerns about that gravel layer, because we had a couple of our gates open, gates 2 and 3 at this south end, and we saw water coming out of a drain at the north end. And we said, that's not right.
Becker says the record flows that brought the prolonged record flooding last summer caused damage under the concrete.
What we found was that some of the drain grates had been washed off during the flood, and apparently some of that water during the flood was going straight down the drain holes and into that gravel layer and eroding some of that gravel.
He said the concrete is all fine, but there's at least one large void in the gravel. Becker said the crews used the low water level on Wednesday to get a closer peek at the problem areas. He said there are no structural issues with the spillway and are not worried about any leaking, and they hope to get the spillway repaired before next spring. Flow on the river was restored at around midnight, and the river's levels were expected to rise back to normal over the next few days. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
And in our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Ava Pauline Scott, age 88, of Waukee and formerly of Dexter, died Tuesday at Lutheran Hospital in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Ava Scott will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Sherry Zeitlow, age 68, of Urbandale and formerly of the Avondale area, died May the 2nd in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Sherry Zeitlow are being held today in Des Moines, and they'll be held tomorrow locally at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Barbara Fries, age 78, of Anita, died Tuesday at the Colonial Manor. Funeral services for Barbara Fries will be Saturday at 10:30 at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. And James Harlan Eumanns, Jr., age 86, of Elkhorn and formerly of Persia, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for James Eumanns, Jr. will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Persia. That's a check of our funeral announcements and our news this hour, brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.